Greetings, and welcome to the auxiliary section of the Tantra Bodybuilding course. The purpose of these sections are to give you some different modifications that you can make to your Tantra Bodybuilding workout to target specific effects. In this section, we're going to focus in on how to use your Tantra Bodybuilding workout to benefit the strength and strengthening of your erections. And before I go into how we're going to do that, let me tell you about why sexual fitness and fitness in general is one of the best things that you can do to strengthen your erections. Essentially, your erections are caused by positive blood flow into your genital area. Your blood flow is generally motivated by a healthy circulatory system that's powered by good eating habits and, believe it or not, good mental health. Some of the things that make it difficult for us to have a good circulatory system as it pertains to our genitals are things like smoking, are things like drinking, and mental issues like stress. So, for this reason, fitness is one of the best things that you can do for both the physical and mental aspects that power your erections. Physically, it's a no-brainer. We understand the correlation between being in shape and having a regular fitness regimen and what that'll do for our blood flow, what that'll do for our health. But when it comes to what physical exercise can do to our mental health, a lot of times it's a lot more vague. Well, let me make it really simple. I want you to try to think of something negative when you're doing your Tantra bodybuilding workouts. It's virtually impossible. The only thing that you're going to be able to do when practicing your Tantra bodybuilding is in focusing on your body and also motivating yourself through positive mantras, telling yourself that you can keep doing this, giving yourself kudos for doing something as revolutionary as training and maintaining your sexual capacities. There's no space for negative thoughts or ideas from the past. There's no space for beating yourself up. It doesn't work that way. This time that you spend investing in your Tantra bodybuilding is virtually meditation. You're going to be in a meditative state. The only difference between it and a meditative state that might exist when you're doing something like yoga or stationary meditation is that during your Tantra bodybuilding workout, your mind is going to be psychosomatically investing in you and your physicality. Because you'll be pushing yourself, and you know that with each and every repetition that you do, you're going to be making yourself better, not just for yourself, but for your partner. In this process, you learn to cheerlead yourself. You learn to give yourself a pat on the back. You learn to understand how special you are, and for you to speak into yourself about how special you are. That positive adherence that you're giving yourself, along with the exercises that are helping you to reinforce your prowess as a man, will do wonders, not just for your penis and for your sexual prowess, but for your mental and physical health, ultimately healing yourself as a circuit, your mental and physical fueling the sexual component. Now, it was important for me to have you understand exactly what you will be doing to reinforce and strengthen your erections using your Tantra bodybuilding workout. And now that we've gotten through that, let me explain to you exactly how. I promise to be brief and to the point. Your Tantra bodybuilding workouts are going to assist you in opening the capillaries and bloodways within your pelvis, specifically the circulatory system that involves your psoas. Your psoas is a host of different ligaments and activating tissues in your pelvis that are really responsible for a lot of the blood flow in and out of that region. Your Tantra bodybuilding workout activates and strengthens the psoas. So we understand that if we wanted to use your Tantra bodybuilding workout to further empower your erections, it's going to be around working through your psoas to pump more blood into that part of your body on command. You're going to need an ability to trigger an overflow of blood into your pelvis, into your penis, when you want it to happen. It's really simple as that. We're going to pump more blood to where you need it so that you can inflate yourself on command. Now, let's be honest. Your penis is nothing but a muscle. And you can pump blood into your penis just like you can pump blood into your bicep when you flex your arm. You're going to have to learn how to do two specific things. One is to do active blood pumping Kegels, and two, to maintain a flex. The more blood is pumped into an area based upon the strength and the duration of the flex or flexation of that specific area. We're going to show you how to flex yourself and how to maintain that flex during your Tantra bodybuilding workouts. Now here's how exactly we're going to do that. Within your Tantra bodybuilding workouts, you're already in a position that's going to cause the blood flow to rush to your reproductive system. All the exercises are performed out of the plank. And during the plank, because of gravity, the blood in your body is going to rush to the lowermost parts of your body. In this situation, you're talking about your arms, your legs, and yes, your penis. We're going to focus more blood flow to your penis through our breathing. To do this, you're going to do two important things. You're going to push through your penis like you are trying to urinate faster. The same thing that you do, the same action that you take while you are at the commode and looking to urinate faster, you're going to do that action while pushing air out of your body. When you're pushing air out of your body, you're going to use the exact same process that you would use when you're at the commode and you're trying to push the urine out of yourself faster. If you need to go to the bathroom and urinate to figure out how to trigger this sensation, then please do that. After you are sure how it feels, anytime that you do your Tantra bodybuilding workout, that is exactly what you're going to do and hold. You're going to let your stomach poke out as you breathe all of the air out of your body. Simultaneously, you're going to engage that action like you are pushing all of the urine from your bladder. And you're going to hold that as long as you can. When you have to take another breath, you breathe in, you release that feeling in your pelvis, and then you do it again. You don't want to take more than a couple seconds recharging, getting a new breath, and then pushing it out. Your breath and the feeling in your pelvis like you are urinating quickly along with it. This is a dual action. You want to do these things at the same time. You are flexing your penis when you do this. You're pushing more blood through your veins and the capillaries in your pelvic region. You're causing them to open up. You're causing them to fill. You're causing them to siphon into your penis. Over time, you're going to get better and better at triggering this action. You're learning to use this part of your body just like any other. So it's going to take a little bit of time, but it's going to happen quickly. And when it does happen, during intimacy, you'll be able to pump blood directly into your penis when you need it. Don't make it complicated. You're learning to flex this area just like any other muscle. Your Tantra bodybuilding is just going to give you a way to do it so that you can create muscle memory around how to flex into it and do it in a way where it's not going to be harmful. Because in many situations, doing this type of action while you are stagnant can create issues around your lower back and also in the root of your body. That being your core, specifically the lower core, an area that connects your upper and lower body. Being in motion, being in movement, helps to relieve some of the stress and strain that heavy pressure and heavy flexing can cause. So it's simple. All you have to do is add this process into your Tantra bodybuilding workouts. Just make it the way that you breathe and that you respond while you're practicing. Stay conscious of what you're doing. Keep your mind motivating you to continue and remembering that what you are doing is so extraordinarily rare. You're literally chiseling out a masterpiece from who you were. You're both activating and invigorating an aspect of yourself that will make you an incredible lover. and a very accomplished man as well. I wish you success.